Good morning, everyone. It's a blessing to be here with you all. Greet you all in Jesus' name this morning. Ring greetings from Hepburn Street, if you ever get up that way, Northumberland County. Find us. We enjoy visitors. There's about 35 of us, so we do enjoy visitors. And it's good to see the house so full here. I'm not used to standing such in front of a big crowd, so just pray for me. I think I'll be fine. Really enjoyed the Sunday school. It's one of those Sunday school lessons that we can learn so much of, such practical teaching, and especially of the Good Samaritan and also Mary and Martha, and where are our priorities, and just good to look at that. For a message this morning, there was a young man in our community that was buried yesterday. It was a young man, I think age of 22, and someone you might have heard about. He drowned Memorial Day in a kayak accident. Him and his girlfriend were out kayaking together, and somehow he kayaked, tumbled over, and he couldn't swim, didn't have a life jacket on, and he was gone. And I was thinking about that incident this past week. I was thinking about the young boy that was just killed in the farm accident that was buried this past week as well. And just lately, I've been hearing some instant deaths, sudden deaths. And it just gets me to think how short life is. It makes you think when a person is suddenly snatched away without any warning. Life is short this morning. The uncertainty of life. It's easy to think that just old people that die, old people that are worn out, that lived a full life. My wife just had a grandma that died probably a half year ago. I think she was 91 years old, was ready to die, was worn out, was ready to go. I think those are the people that should die. But this morning, we don't need to be old to die. When we go to a funeral, or when we hear of a young person that dies, we realize, makes us think. We're not promised tomorrow. We're not. This stops and makes us think really how short life is. This morning we're not promised tomorrow. You might be a young person here this morning, and you got life in front of you, full years of life. And I like to think of that even myself, 34 years old. But we don't have the promise of tomorrow. And we need to stop and think how short life is. Because we don't know what tomorrow may bring. We're not promised of that. We're not actually not even promised our next breath. Life is short this morning. I like the way James talks about it. In James chapter 4, verse 13 through 17. James chapter 4. And verse 13 says, "Go to now, ye that say, today or tomorrow ye shall go into such a city. Continue there a year, buy and sell and get gain. Whereas you know not what shall be on the morrow. For what is your life? Is it even a vapor that appears for a little time and then vanishes away? For ye ought to say, if the Lord will, we shall live and do this or that. But now ye rejoice in your boastings, and all such rejoicing is evil. Therefore to him that doeth, that knoweth to do good, doeth it not, to him it is sin." This morning we do not know what tomorrow may bring. We make plans. Tomorrow is Monday. We make plans for tomorrow. Or we make plans for the week. And we make schedules. We have things, obligations. We have work to do. How often do we think about the uncertainty of life? We don't know if our plans will come together or not. That's why he's saying we should say, if the Lord will. And he says, what is your life? What is our life this morning? He uses that illustration of a vapor. And I like this illustration because I can just picture a teapot sitting there on the stove, puffing away. And you see that little bit of steam rising up, that little bit of vapor. It rises up and rises up, and then it is gone. That's how short life is. That's what James is talking about here. Do we grasp the shortness of life? Turn to Psalm 90. I'd like to look at this psalm this morning. But Psalm 90, verse 5, talks about verse 5 and 6. Thou carriest away as a flood, they are as a sleep. In the morning they are like grass which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. This morning we can all picture thick green grass. You know, with the rain we've been getting, we have a lot of green grass around. And it's in the morning, it's lush, it's green, it's growing, it's full of life. What happens when you go out there in the afternoon and cut the grass down? What it says it withers and it dries up. Get a picture of life this morning, how short our lives are. We might be young, growing up, full of life. But when it is cut down, it is withered. Like I said this morning, you might be a young person this year, full of life, full of years. But we're not promised that, are we? We don't know what the future may hold. We might not live a full life, a 70 years and 10, this psalm talks about, which we're going to read here in a few minutes. God knows all about our lives this morning. He knows how long we will live. He knows our days, and they are numbered. This morning. Verse 12. The title of my message is taken out of verse 12. So teach us to number our days. How do we number our days? Something I want to look at this morning. I think I'm going to read the psalm at this time. Psalm 90. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Before the mountains were brought forth, wherever thou hast formed the earth and the world, from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Thou turnest man to destruction, and thou sayest, return, ye children of men, for 1,000 years in thy sight, or but yesterday, when it is past, as a watch in the night. Thou carriest them away as a flood, they are sleep. In the morning they are like grass, which groweth up. In the morning it flourisheth, and groweth up. In the evening it is cut down and withereth. We are consumed by thy anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years, a tale that is told. The days of our years are 70 years and 10. If by reason of strength they be 80 years, yet their strength and labor is sorrow. For it is soon cut off, and we fly away. He knoweth the power of thine anger. Even according to thy fear, so is thy wrath. So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Return, O Lord, how long? And let it repent thee concerning thy servants. O satisfy us early with thy mercy, that ye may rejoice and be glad all our days. Make us glad according to the days wherein thou hast afflicted us, and the years wherein we have seen evil. Let thy work appear unto thy servants, and thy glory unto their children. And let the beauty of the Lord our God be upon us. And establish thou the work of our hands be upon us. Yea, the work of our hands, establish thou it. So teach us to number our days. I don't know, when you read this psalm, I'm not sure where your mind goes, but when you read the first few verses, I know my mind goes to our eternal, ever-existing God. You know, this morning we serve a God. And it talks about here, he says, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Isn't that a comfort this morning to know that we serve the same God ever since every generation that has been ever on this earth, even before the mountains, even before this world was created? there was God. This gets a true picture of our eternal God. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. God's eternal, verse 4, says 1,000 years in thy sight, or as yesterday. When it is past, it is a watch in the night. 1,000 years to God was just like yesterday. You know, to God doesn't run on months and years and centuries and thousands of years. He doesn't run. He's eternal. He's eternal. And this morning, as we think of our eternal, ever-existing God, it gets us a glimpse of what we are. We're just frail human beings that we run a little bit on time and then eternity. But this morning, we need to teach us to number our days. We need to realize this morning how short life is. Every day today, what are you doing with it? Every day God gives you, what are you doing? We need to live each day as if it were our last day. You know, this morning you might be strong and full of life, healthy. But you know, in God's eyes, here we are just weak and frail. This morning life is short, no matter what. David talked about that over in Psalm 39. Life is short, no matter how long we live. In this psalm, Psalm 39. Four through six. Lord, make me to know mine end, the measure of my days. The measure of my days, what is it, that I may know how frail I am? Behold, thou hast made my days as a handbreadth, and my age is as nothing before thee. Verily, every man at his best state altogether, vanity, Selah. Surely every man walketh in vain shall. Surely they are disquieted in vain. He heapeth up riches. He knoweth not who shall gather them. I'll cease reading there. We have David crying out to God and saying, Lord, just tell me the measure of my days, my end, and the measure of my days. Lord, just tell me and show me how frail I am. You know, David realized here how short life really was. David wanted to know how long he would live. This morning, life is short, no matter how long I live. Life is short. To God, life is short. We just live a few years, then our life is over. You know, this morning, the question I like to arise, if you had 6 months to live, how would you live those 6 months? If you had only one day to live, this was your last day, how would you live this day different? You know, we'd probably live this day a little more serious. We'd make sure everything was okay. You know, this morning, if life would be quickly snatched away from you this morning, how would your life live? But I think so often, maybe we're a young person, we like to push those thoughts off. And maybe there is a struggle, a personal relationship that we're dealing with. Maybe we have a struggle to love someone. And we know we should get that relationship restored. And yet we push it off, thinking there's another day. Maybe you know this morning you're not ready to die and to meet God. But you push that off, think there's more time. I'm young. I'm full of life. I'll do it sometime, but now. But this morning, just stop and think. We are not promised tomorrow. This could be our last day. This could be. Will we be ready to go? Then it's standing before our great God and spending eternity forever somewhere. This psalm here again. Do we have the heart cry of David here that we would just stop and think how short my life really is? Verse 5, thou hast made my days as an handbreadth, and that is as long as my hand. That's how long my days are. And if we would just realize how frail I am. So teach us to number our days. I think another way for us to teach us to number our days, that we need to realize the little time we have, and that we need to use the time wisely for eternal good. How are you living your life this morning? What are you doing with your time? How committed are you this morning in your Christian life? How much love do you have for God? Do you love the Lord thy God? Like Jesus told the Samaritan, or that story to the what we had in our Sunday school this morning. With all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. Or is your heart somewhere out there in the world? Do you kind of like enjoy having maybe a foot in the church and yet a foot out in the world? It's so easy to live a life like that. It's so easy. 1 John 2, verse 15 through 17. I just love the way John puts it here. Familiar verses. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. You know, John puts it so clearly. But why do we always love the world, chase after the things of the world? And we know that this morning the world looks so attractive. The world has so many things that look so attractive that get our attention, and we chase after those things. Verse 16 there, 1 John chapter 2 verse 16, for all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father's, but is of the world. You know, we can look at the world this morning, and it looks so attractive. The things they do. And it looks like they're just having a great time. And so many times we find ourselves stepping out, taking a taste of the world. Oh, we say they look so happy. They're just living it up. But you know, this morning the world is not happy. They're trying to find happiness and pleasure in sports and entertainment. But this morning, true happiness is not found in those things. Those things don't bring true happiness. True happiness is when we're fully committed to serve God with all our hearts. You know, do we love to read God's word, and to be at church, to be with the brethren and sisters? Do we? Are we Martha's this morning? Are we Mary's? Do we love to sit at the feet of Jesus? Just a challenge for us all, for myself. And verse 16 says here that all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, is not of the Father's, but is of the world. And what is going to happen? In verse 17, the world's going to pass away someday, and all the lusts are of. But he that doeth the will of the Father will abide forever. Oh, what a promise and what an encouragement this morning. You know, this morning the world has nothing to offer. It might look glamorous and attractive, but it has nothing to offer. It's going to someday pass away. All of its pleasures, everything with it. And then we'll have to stand before God and give an account of a wasted, sinful life. Psalm 90, verse 9 says that, verses we read here, for our days will pass away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. And that is so true. Our years will pass away, and when we die, it'll just be a tale how we lived our lives. Moving on, what are we doing with our time? What are you doing with each moment of your day? How much time are you spending with God? You know, this morning we all have 24 hours in a day. Out of the 24 hours, how much time am I actually spending time with God, reading His Word, praying? Just a challenge to myself. Is it 1 hour, 2 hour, or is it just 10 minutes? But so often, I find myself, I'll neglect the most important part of the day. That's that time I need with God. Just being too busy. Or maybe I oversleep. And when we do that, we cut out that most important time. Maybe we'll have a 10-minute devotion or 5 minutes. Or just skip it completely and go on our way. Because we think the things we're doing that day are more important than spending our time with God. We wouldn't say that our work is more important, but we sure act like it so many times. You know, this morning we are a very busy people. We have a lot of things going for us. On the job, whatever it is. We're industrious people. And it's good. We need to work hard, make a living. And it's good to teach our children the responsibility of working. But let's be careful this morning. What is our drive in life? Where is our priorities in life? Do we take time to spend time with God? Do we spend working long days so we have a big paycheck? And we know maybe the children and the wife's at home suffering. Just something to think about. I'd like to turn to Matthew chapter 6. Some more practical verses of Jesus here on the Sermon on the Mount. I'd like to read 19 through 24 of chapter 6. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon the earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven, neither moth or rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is the eye. And therefore, thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body is full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one or love the other, for else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Where is your treasure at this morning? It's saying here, lay not up treasures upon this earth. Why? Where it says, moth and rust will corrupt. Thieves will break through and steal. The treasures that we lay on this earth are so temporary. And someday we'll let the treasures behind. What all we have. It might be that big a bank account. It might be our nice farm. It might be whatever it is. It gets all left behind. Where is your heart this morning? But why do we put so much time and value in these things? We're not going to take with us. We're not going to take it with us. Someday it'll all get burned up. Jesus said, you know what you need to do this is lay your treasure in heaven. That's where your heart needs to be. You know, if your heart's there, then lay your treasure there. And Jesus is saying that if we let our treasure, our things, control us, our heart is at the wrong place. If our treasure's in heaven, our heart, God will control us. And then that allows us to live contently. Because we're serving Him. We have chosen eternal values over temporary earthly treasures. And Jesus said in verse 24, you can only serve one master, not two. Because either you're going to hate the one or love the other. Or despise the one or hold to the other. We cannot serve God and mammon. Why do we try to serve two? It don't work. Jesus said it's not going to work. We cannot serve God and money. You know, we live in a materialistic society where many people serve money. They spend all their lives collecting and storing it, only to die and leave it behind. What are we doing this morning? What is your commitment to God? Are you serving God as the master of your life? Are you only serving Him? We could talk a long time about money, but 1 Timothy 6, verse 10 says, the love of money is the root of all evil. And many have pierced themselves with many sorrows, and it's so true this morning. Where is your master? Is it God this morning and not money? Is God the master of your life? Is your treasure in heaven? Is that where your heart is? It's something to think about. Moving on, teach us to number our days. The fourth area I'd like to look at here. Jesus said, there's only two roads this morning. We can read that here over here in just Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. It says, "Enter ye in the straight gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go therein at. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few be there that find it." Jesus is teaching here that there are only two roads to travel on in life. There's only two roads. The one is straight and narrow, and the other one is broad and wide. But both of these roads lead somewhere. And you know, this morning, everyone that is here this morning, everyone that is living today, every living person is traveling on one of the two roads. And every person is heading to a destination and an eternity somewhere. That's where these roads lead. Which road are you on this morning? I want you all to stop and think about really, where are you going? What are you doing here on this earth? You know, this earth we're just passing through, the song goes. This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through. You know, we're going somewhere. We're going somewhere. Which road are you on this morning? As you spend your days living, which road are you traveling on? Which road are you traveling this morning? You know, this morning, we all want to get to heaven. That is, I know that's the heartbeat of each one's desire this morning. But why do we find ourselves so many times on the broad road? Why do we? This road's wide and broad. I think it's because it's wide and broad. And it says there's many on that road. And that is so true. We see many people traveling down the broad road. And we say, well, it's easy. It looks so easy over there. There's so many people on it. It looks like you don't need to be committed to anything. You can just go on that road and just kick it in neutral and just kind of coast along. You know, then we find ourselves trying that road out. You know, everyone's having a good time. Everyone's just living it up. But so often, I don't think people realize this morning, and we don't realize ourselves sometimes when we find ourselves on that road, we forget about the destination that's end of the road. And it's a place where none of us want to end up at. This young man that was killed in that kayak was raised in a Mennonite home, was raised in a Christian home. And he turned out, I guess the Broadway looks so attractive, not realizing that life was short, his time was up. And I'm glad I don't need to be the judge this morning. But we know his heart wasn't right. Living out in the world, traveling on that broad road. But you know, this morning, the end of the broad road is hellfire this morning. That's the Broadway, the place of torture. Now, I don't think sometimes we think enough about the lake of fire that will burn forever. A place none of us want to be there. But you know, this morning we all want to get to heaven. I got to bring this in a positive. We all want to get to heaven, but you know, this morning the only way we can get to heaven is on the straight and narrow. And I don't know, we don't think enough about the glories of heaven. We don't talk about the glories of heaven enough, I don't think. But this morning, that's the only way we'll get there, is on this straight and narrow way. But you know, this way, it takes a lot of perseverance. It takes a lot of commitment. We got to keep pressing on. But that's the only way there. That's the only way we'll get there. That's the only place we want to end up. You know, it's such a struggle. You know, we got to live a pure life. Keep working at it. Living a pure life. We got to deal with that the sin carnal nature we all face. But you know, this morning, we got to keep on the straight and narrow. And I think one of the things we need to do is keep our eyes on the goal, on the destination, the place where we want to be at. Even when the times get tough and the struggles are hard, let's keep our eyes on our goal, where we want to go. Let's not look around at the Broadway over here. That's what gets us in trouble. Is when we start looking around and seeing everyone having a good time over here, let's keep our eyes on heaven, on the goal, on meeting our Lord. You know, it's going to be worth it, standing before God and hearing those words, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter thou in." And we can spend eternity forever with him. You know, this morning, I can't wrap my mind around eternity. But you know, if we make it this morning, oh, what a blessing to spend eternity with God forever. But you think of the opposite of spending eternity forever in that torture place forever, forever and ever. This morning, how are you living your life? Which road are you traveling on? These days God gives you, these moments of time, what are you doing? Teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. That is my burden this morning, that we live each day, that would be our last. Let's pray.